Well, you know, the thing is, God did institute one man and one woman. You know, sin entered the world, and of course, that changed everything, even our relationships, right? Mm-hmm. You know, it changed our desires to focus on self rather than the relationship you're supposed to be in. Mm. And sin changed things, as you know, we saw men having multiple wives. Deuteronomy 17:17 says, he must not take many wives or his heart will be led astray. He must not accumulate large amounts of silver and gold. So this is talking about the king.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was held up until, you know, in the Old Testament. But, you know, Jesus reaffirmed marriage when he was on earth. Matthew 19:4 and all the way to verse 6. Haven't you read, he replied, that at the beginning the creator made them male and female. And he said, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. Mm. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Not 301, but two, and, you know, becoming yeah. one.
Whoa. Oof.
Solomon. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate. Mm. So this is a God-instituted thing. It's not something that, you know, man kind of went, well, you know, it might be a nice idea.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that. We are all tempted to sin. And it's how we respond to the sin. You know, are we going to yield to it or are we going to block it? You know, that is the key thing here. So yeah. when it comes to relationships, you know, the whole multiple wives, because, I mean, like, there's this whole trend out there right now of, you know, multiple boyfriends, girlfriends, whatever out there, multiple wives and all this kind of stuff, even if they're, like, kind of, like, behind the scenes and all this kind of stuff. And people just think, oh, well, it's called an open marriage. You know, or open relationships. I'm like, oh,
you
man,
know what? Literally, when you like said that, I was literally like, I know that this is a thing, but I'm literally shocked. Like, even just hearing you say that, like, I know it's a thing already, but just to think about that,
yeah,
like, it's just terrible.
Just saying, well, you know what? Because we're not really happy, instead of ending it, we're just gonna have an open marriage. It's like, no, that's the worst thing you can do.
I don't even know what to say about that.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's what sin does. It makes it seem like it's a great thing to do, you know, but it's not. It's not what God wants.
And, like, trust, how does that work? And it's a perversion?
It is.
It's just insanity. Anyway. I don't even know what to say.
That's how we got here, basically, to answer the last part of the question. That's how we got here. Sin. Sin changed it all.
And right here in their question, you're like, can men even be faithful? And it's sad because, like, the things you mentioned and more, of course men can be faithful. And you're just saying, listen, people have to take extreme ownership for their own lives, their own responsibilities, and, you know, overcome this temptation that might even try to come to them, male or female. You know?
Exactly.
Well, hey.